At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
I'm John Batson with my colleague, Professor Richard Epstein of Civitas Institute. The Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, Wikipedia. A United States federal law signed by President Chester Arthur, May 6, 1882, prohibiting all immigration of Chinese laborers for 10 years. The law made exceptions for travelers and diplomats. And then I go to the irony sweepstakes. NBC reporting. After Secretary of State Rubio seeks to revoke the visas of Chinese nationals in America, Chinese students say U.S. resembles the country they left. This is NBC. Quote, in China, the government can control education, high schools, colleges, universities. We thought that the USA could be different, one student said. Professor, it appears that the State Department lost its history book about 1882. Please help us understand the Chinese Exclusion Act and its fate.
Well, the Chinese Exclusion Act was one of the great disgraces of American legal history. The entire naturalization statutes were marred with great deals of racism. The original 1790 Act said only white free people could apply. That was removed in 1870 so as to allow persons of African descent to apply for citizenship. The Chinese ban remained in place, actually, on the books until 1943. And it was basically the argument is you have to contain the yellow peril, and that means you have to keep all these people out. The judicial decisions under it are a complete intellectual mess, including Wong Kim Ark. But for these purposes, the thing to understand is that the animus was ultimately quite crazy and inexcusable. When we're coming up today with respect to China, I don't know what delusion affects Mr. Rubio. I don't think he's insane like the president did. But the way in which great universities work is to assemble people from wherever they go. And if you want to start taking out people who are here without any kind of serious cause other than the fact that they're Chinese, then in effect you're acting in a wildly irresponsible way. The American institutions will be weaker because they will not have strong people in the students and on the faculty. The American students will suffer from an inferior education. Large numbers of American research teams will leave for Canada, a free country, because they won't want to live under a situation where either the president or the secretary of state or the secretary of the interior or homeland security can come forward and simply pass you a warrant saying, out you go. You have no particular protection. And one of the things that's so frightening about this is all the statutes that were passed are very insistent that there be due process protections given to people before they can be removed from the United States. And as best I can tell, Mr. Rubio doesn't want to argue that. So his orders are clearly unconstitutional as far as I can see. But the president has a very different view of the world, and it infects what Mr. Rubio does. Namely, he says, I'm the president of the United States. Congress cannot impose any limitations on the way in which I think I should do my job. Whereas the whole point is to see that the laws be faithfully executed means that you have a job to make sure that what Congress enacted is faithfully followed. And if it decides that there are going to be people in the executive branch who are not going to be removable by the president or cannot be told what to do by the president, he has to abide by that. Because otherwise, a system of limited government is going to be completely destroyed. And the great American tradition on due process has been even the lowliest criminal on the face of the globe is entitled to have a hearing before a neutral judge in which the charges are presented against him and which he has a chance to act. And what we're doing here is engaging in a system of what are political summary executions. The president has only made it worse in one of his mindless pronouncements saying, well, I don't think there should be more than 15% foreign students at Harvard or any other university. It's the kind of mindless jingoism. The United States was always an oasis for bringing in people from all over the world. That is what accounted for our excellence and our scientific leadership. And Mr. Trump, in his mindless version of an America First policy, is about to wreck, if he's allowed to get away with it, every major academic institution in the United States, I do not agree with what Harvard did. I've said it as many times as I possibly could do. But anything that they did, and then is one one-thousandth as bad as everything that Trump is trying to do today. The man has lost his mind.
How far can this go, Professor? Are we looking at interning Chinese Americans?
Well, I hope not. I think really it's going to end
up. It happened once, Professor.
I know, and but you have to remember who did it, right? That's what's so amazing. It was Earl Warren, right? I mean, the governor of New York, who opposed
it? Governor of California.
California. I'm sorry. And he won on both tickets.
The governor of California. The governor of New York was the president. So.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, and then so he does that. And after J. M. Hoover says, I got all the people I need.
Well, you don't think we're going that far then?
Look. But I do think that many people in this country, myself included, are afraid of direct retaliation by a vindictive president. If it's just words, I would regard it as a badge of honor. But he wants to close bank accounts and threaten your children. Then at that particular point, he has to go. And my view is he's committed so many acts which are basically impeachable offenses against the Constitution of the United States that nobody should give him the slightest legitimacy on anything that he says. He has to prove it up from the ground, and he's utterly incapable of doing so. When you read Truth Social and the way in which he speaks with this mindless dogmatism, with this absolute certitude, it's very clear that this man has lost control of his mental facilities.
Professor, the Democratic Congress cheapened impeachment, so it became wolf-wolf. That's not a remedy this time. We have 30 seconds.
Well, the Democrats basically set the legacy. And the more you know about George Joe Biden, the more you think that he was a terrible, horrible, no good, awful president. But we're not facing that particular problem now. He's got serious medical issues. What the Democrats have to do in order to attack Trump successfully
20 seconds.
Is they have to avoid their own left-wing extremism. And they have to basically line up with mainstream Republicans. So make it a bilateral coalition against Trump's excess instead of going down their own crazy routes of very far left politics.
Professor,
I hope they do it.
Professor Richard Epstein, Civitas Institute. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.